went to visit one of Prabhupada's god brothers. His name was Dr. OBL Kapoor.
Njegovo ime je Dr. OBL Kapoor.
And I wanted to get his memories of Prabhupada.
Želio sam dobiti njegove uspomene na Prabhupada.
So this is what he told me.
Ovo mi je ispričao.
He was a research scholar at the University of Allahabad.
On je bio učenjak koji se bavio istraživanjima na sveučilištu Allahabadu.
Going for his PhD in comparative religions.
I stekao je doktorat na temu komparativne religije.
And he met some Gaudiya Math sannyasis.
Susreo se sa nekim sannyasima iz Gaudiya Matha.
So he started coming to the mat.
Pa je počeo dolaziti u mat.
Now Prabhupada was now had moved from Calcutta with his family and he was living in Allahabad also.
U to vrijeme Šrila Prabhupada se već iz Kalkute s obitelji preselio također u Allahabad.
And he had opened up a pharmacy called Days Pharmacy.
I otvorio je ljekarnu koja se zvala Days.
So Dr. Kapoor, of course, then he was just a research student.
Dr. Kapoor, koji u to vrijeme još bio asistent koji je istraživao.
But he was asked if he wants to go to Calcutta and take initiation, so he did do that.
Bio je zamoljen da ode u Kalkutu i zatraži inicijaciju, to je i učinio.
And he became Adi Keshav Das.
I postao Adi Keshava Das.
Prabhupada was not yet initiated.
Prabhupada još nije dobio inicijaciju u to vrijeme.
So he said that he and Prabhupada became close.
Rekao je da su se oni Prabhupada zbližili.
He said, friendship,
rekao je,
no, acquaintanceship turned into friendship.
Da se njihovo poznanstvo pretvorilo u prijateljstvo.
And friendship turned into brotherhood.
A prijateljstvo se pretvorilo u bratstvo.
He was 13 years younger than Prabhupada.
On je imao 30 godina manje od Prabhupada.
Prabhupada was in his 30s.
Prabhupada je tada bio u 30. godinama.
So Adi Keshav Das was just a young man, maybe 19 or 20.
A Adi Keshava je bio mladić od kojih 17 ili 18 godina.
And he said Prabhupada became really close
on
to me,
rekao,
probably because
sa mnom,
I was the only non-Bengali there.
Bio jedina osoba tamo koja nije bila iz Bengala.
Everyone else was a Bengali.
Svi drugi su bili Bengalci.
So whenever he could, he would come by Prabhupada's pharmacy.
Kad god je mogao, svraćao je do Prabhupadine ljekarne.
And they would talk about Krishna Katha.
Pa bi govorili o Krishna Katha.
Then one day he came.
Onda jednog dana došao.
And Prabhupada said,
a Prabhupada je rekao,
I have prepared this tonic.
Pripremio sam ovaj tonik.
And he gave him a vial.
I dao mu je bočicu.
He said, you take this tonic,
rekao,
this will be very good for your health.
To će ti biti jako dobro za zdravlje.
So I said, thank you very much, I'll definitely
rekao,
take this tonic.
O, hvala ti puno, sigurno ću ga upopiti.
Prabhupada was very expert in making
Prabhupada
medicines.
Je bio vrlo vješto radio lijekove.
He made his own toothpaste.
Pripravljao je vlastitu pastu za zube.
Prabhupada even wrote a book.
Čak je napisao i knjigu.
How to cure all ills
kako
of the body.
Izliječiti sve bolesti u tijelu.
Simply by using water.
Samo pomoću vode.
And he had published that book.
I objavio je tu knjigu.
So Prabhupada knew all about these different methods of healing.
Znao različite metode liječenja.
So how the water healing was, you use compresses.
Liječenje s pomoću vode koristilo se kompresama.
Sometimes cold water or hot water.
Ponekad bi stavljao tople ili hladne obloge.
In different ways to heal.
Na različite načine kako bi potpomogao ozdravljenju.
So Dr. Kapoor took this vial and said, thank you very much, I will take it.
Dr. Kapoor je uzeo tu bočicu i zahvalio mu se.
But then he said,
ali potom je rekao,
why don't you give me the tonic that you're taking?
Zašto mi ne daš tonik koji ti piješ?
So Prabhupada started laughing.
Prabhupada se nasmijao i rekao,
what tonic do you mean?
No, kakvom toniku pričaš?
He said, you know.
Znaš.
The tonic of Krishna Prema.
Tonik Krishna Prema.
So Prabhupada laughed again. He said, actually,
Prabhupada se ponovno nasmijao i rekao, zapravo,
actually, I haven't made that tonic.
Nisam pripremio taj tonik.
But I do know the formula.
Ali znam formulu za njega.
So then Adi Keshava Das said,
Adi Keshava Das je tada rekao,
well, if it's not a big secret, could you please share that formula with me?
Nije neka velika tajna, možeš li tu formulu podijeliti sa mnom?
Prabhupada said yes.
Prabhupada je rekao da.
The formula is,
formula glasi,
Trinadapi sunichena tarori vasahishnana amanina amanadena Kirtaniya Sadahari, and I shall spread it the whole world over.
I tu ću formulu proširiti cijelim svijetom.
He said, I'll spread it the whole world over.
Čitavim ću svijetom proširiti tu formulu.
This was before Srila Prabhupada took initiation.
To je bilo prije nego što je Srila Prabhupada primio inicijaciju.
He was a grihasta.
Bio je grihasta.
He had a business.
Imao je svoj posao.
He had a wife and children.
Ženu i djecu.
So Adi Keshava told me at that time.
Adi Keshava mi je rekao.
I just took it as some casual pronouncement.
Smatrao sam da to samo usput rečeno bilo.
But now when I look
Ali
back.
Sada, kad se vratim u to
and
doba.
I see what he's done.
Kada vidim što je sve učinio.
I could understand that even in that day he was making plans.
Tog dana već je pravio planove.
To do it.
Kako, na koji način će to učiniti?
So today we're going to talk about the formula
Danas ćemo
for getting Krishna Prem.
O formuli za Krishna Premu.
Before we do that, we're going to talk about
a prije toga,
being a disciple.
Govorit ćemo o tome što je znači biti učenik.
There's four kinds of disciples.
Postoje četiri vrste učenika.
Well, that means four kinds of good disciples.
To, odnosno četiri vrste dobrih učenika.
We're not going to talk about the ones that bloop.
O onima koji blupnu, koji padnu, nećemo govoriti.
So the fourth class disciple,
najniži,
when you go to ask him to do service,
učenika koji je, dakle,
he always has some excuse.
On se uvijek ispričava kad ga zamolite
da
obavi neku službu, previše je zaposlen.
He hasn't finished his rounds.
Nije završio krugove.
He has something else to do.
Mora nešto drugo obaviti.
But when you convince him how important it is, he finally agrees to do the service.
Obavi, uvjerite koliko je to bitno, onda pristane.
Fourth class.
I obavi što treba.
Third
class. Treće razredni.
When you ask him to do service,
učenik,
immediately he enthusiastically says yes,
odmah,
let me do that service.
Entuzijastično odluči obaviti službu čim ga zamolite da je napravi.
That's third class.
To je treći razredni.
Second class disciple.
Drugo razredni učenik.
You don't have to go and ask him to do service.
Ne morate ga uopće ni zamoliti da napravi službu.
He comes asking, is there any service to be done? What
on
needs
dođe
to be
i pita,
done?
Što treba učiniti? Postoji li neka služba koju mogu obaviti?
That is second class devotee.
To je drugo razredni posvećenik.
Who knows what is first class
disciple? A tko zna što je prvorazredni?
First class disciple.
Prvorazredni učenik.
He doesn't wait to be asked.
Je onaj koji uopće niti ne čeka da ga se pita.
He doesn't go and ask.
Niti odlazi i pita.
He just knows what has to be
on
done.
On samo zna što treba učiniti.
Understands the mind of his guru.
On shvaća um svoga gurua.
And he does the needful.
I učini upravo ono što treba.
Now let's see what kind of disciple Prabhupada was. Let's analyze.
Proanalizirajmo malo kakav je učenik bio Srila Prabhupada.
In 1922, Prabhupada was 26 years old.
Imao je 26 godina.
He was married.
Bio je oženjen.
He had children.
Imao je djecu.
One day, one of his friends came to see him, Narendranath Malik.
Jednoga dana, došao mu posjeti njegov prijatelj.
And he said, I've just met a wonderful
upravo
sannyasi.
Sam upoznao prekrasno,
I really would like you
sannyasi,
to come and hear him.
Dođeš,
I want
ga.
To know what is your opinion.
Želim znati što misliš o njemu.
Prabhupada said, nah, it's sannyasis.
Sannyasi.
I don't want to see any sannyasis.
Ne želim ni vidjeti sannyasije.
I've seen sannyasis. My father used to invite
Moj
them in all the time.
Moj otac je običavao pozivati sannyasije sve vrijeme u svoju kuću.
So I don't want to see any sannyasis.
Ja ih doista ne želim vidjeti.
Narendranath Malik said, no, this one's different,
rekao,
this one's different.
Ovaj je drugačiji, ovaj je stvarno drugačiji.
Please, I want you to come.
Molim te, želim da dođeš.
Prabhupada said, no.
Prabhupada rekao, ne.
But Narendranath Malik pleaded with him, and so finally Prabhupada could see that he's so convinced, okay, I'll go with you.
I rekao, u redu, poći ću s tobom.
So he took him to number 1 Altadanga Road in Calcutta.
Poveo na adresu Altadanga Road broj 1 u Calcutti.
It was a hot summer's day.
Bio je vrlo vruć ljetni dan.
Well, actually it was evening.
Zapravo bila je već predvečer.
It was a hot Calcutta summer's evening.
Bila je vruća ljetna večer u Calcutti.
So Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati
Bhaktisiddhanta
was holding
Saraswati
the darshan on the roof where there were some cool breezes.
Držao darshane na krovu.
So then during the darshan,
svježi povjetarac,
Prabhupada and Narendranath came up and took their
seat. Su za vrijeme darshana ušli i sjedli.
Now Bhaktisiddhanta, as soon as he saw the two boys, two young men,
dvojicu mladića,
he knew exactly everything about them.
Odmah znao sve o njima.
He's Prabhupada especially. He knew exactly everything about Prabhupada.
Znao je sve o njemu.
He was wearing kadi.
Nosio je kadi.
You know what is kadi?
Znate li što je kadi?
It's homespun cloth.
To je kod kuće izrađena tkanina.
It's not, it's handmade rather than mill made.
Ručno je izrađena, a ne u tvornici.
So he's wearing kurta and
nosio je kurtu
and doti handmade.
I doti koji su bili od kadija.
So immediately he knew
ručno izrađeni.
He's with Gandhi's movement.
Čim ga je vidio, znao je, ovaj je u Gandhijevu pokretu.
The way he walked in and sat down.
Iz načina na koji je ušao i sjeo.
He knew that he was aristocratic.
Znao je da je potječe iz plemiške obitelji. Mogao je vidjeti da se vrlo plemenito drži.
Then he knew that he came from an aristocratic family. He was educated in English school, British school.
Po tome je zaključio da je odgojen u britanskoj školi.
So the first thing he did was he spoke to him in English.
Stoga mu se prvo obratio njemu na engleskom.
So he said, "You are two very nice young men."
Rekao, vas dvojica ste vrlo fini mladići.
Why don't you take up the mission of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu?
Zašto ne prihvatite misiju Chaitanya Mahaprabhu?
And take it to the, spread it in the English speaking countries.
I proširite je u zemljama gdje se govori engleski.
That's the first thing he said.
To je bila prva stvar koju im je rekao.
Can you imagine you just walk in, sit down at the darshan and someone says that to you?
Ušli sjeli na darshan, a neko vam kaže tako što.
So Narendranath didn't say anything.
Narendranath nije rekao ništa.
So Prabhupada spoke.
Pa je stoga Prabhupada progovorio.
He said, who will hear Sri Chaitanya's message?
On je rekao, ko će čuti poruku Sri Chaitanya?
We are dependent nation.
Mi smo ovisna nacija.
Under the rule of the British.
Nama vlada i Britanci.
We don't even have our own independence.
Nemamo čak niti vlastitu neovisnost.
Once we get our own independence and we're a free country,
steći neovisnost, kad
then people will be inclined
zemlja,
to hear Lord Chaitanya's
tada
message.
Tada će ljudi postati skloni da čuju poruku gospodina Chaitanya.
Bhaktisiddhanta immediately smashed him.
Ga je
no!
smrskao u komadiće.
This
ne,
is too important.
To je previše bitno.
It cannot wait for a political solution.
Po neko političko
or a social solution.
Ili društveno rješenje.
Or home rule. Or independence.
Neovisnost.
There is no good that has been done on this planet.
Dobro na ovom planetu
that
nije
can
napravljeno.
Compare to the good that is given by Sri
Chaitanya
Mahaprabhu's teachings. And he went on and on like this. And then when Prabhupada told us,
u tom tonu,
he
I
said,
nam je rekao,
I was very happy to be defeated by my Guru Maharaj.
Jako mi se svidjelo što me moj Guru Maharaj porazio.
But in 1975, I think I told the story the other day.
Mislim da sam neki dan već pričao tu priču.
Were you there when Prabhupada gave the Academy Award? Did anybody hear that story?
Jeste li čuli priču kada je Prabhupada...
I don't remember where I told it. I'm old man. But anyway, when Prabhupada told us, he said that my Guru Maharaj
Prabhupada mi pričao,
ordered me to come
da mu je Guru
and
Maharaj
take Chaitanya's message to the Western countries.
Poruku Chaitanya Mahaprabhu pronese zapadnim zemljama.
If you look through the Prabhupada's writings, he always
ako
said, on the order of my Guru Maharaj.
Ono što napisao, vidite da to radi po
everybody know
naredbi
that?
Svoga Guru Maharađa.
You're familiar with
zato
that, right?
To, svime poznato.
But what kind of an order was it?
Ali kako je to naredba bila?
He just made a suggestion.
On je to samo predložio.
Why don't you take it up?
Zašto
you're educated
ne prihvati?
Young man.
Ti, zašto ne
he
ne
wasn't
prihvatio?
Even initiated.
Ti si...
It's first time he ever saw the man.
Prvi put ga je vidio.
But how did Prabhupada take it?
Prabhupada nije čak ni bio ni iniciran.
He ordered me.
Ali kako je Prabhupada to shvatio? On je shvatio to kao naredbu.
My life and soul must follow his order.
Shvatio to svoj život i dušu.
So you can see Prabhupada understood the mind of his guru.
Prabhupada je shvatio um svojega gurua.
And made that the order of his life.
I to je pretvorio u naredbu koja je upravljala njegovim životom. To je bio prvo razred.
Why he became first class guru. After he left that darshan,
nakon što otišao s tog darshana,
Narendranath said, so what do you think? He valued his opinion.
Narendranath, šta sad misliš? Čuo sam
Prabhupada was respected amongst his friends.
Prabhupada su jako cijenili među prijateljima.
So then Prabhupada at that time
said, prijatelja, tada je rekao,
Lord Chaitanya's mission is in very good hands.
Gospodina Chaitanya je u jako dobrim rukama.
That was in 1922.
To je bilo 22.
Prabhupada got initiated in 1933.
Je inicijaciju dobio 1933.
In Allahabad.
U Allahabadu.
After they built that temple there.
Nakon što su tamo izgradili hram.
And Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur came for the opening.
Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur je došao na otvorenje.
Now before he came to the opening, the temple was going on.
Prije nego što došao na otvorenje.
And they were planning a big grand opening festival.
I bio je planiran veliki festival za otvorenje.
So Prabhupada, after closing up
Nakon
his shop, he would go there every evening.
Svoju trgovinu, svoju ljekarnu, svakog večeri bi tamo odlazio.
And during the arti, he would play mridanga.
Tijekom aratija, svirao je mridangu.
Because he was the best mridanga player.
Jer je najbolje to činio.
When he was a child, his father had taught him.
Dok je bio dijete, otac ga je podučio.
He'd brought in the best mridanga players in Calcutta. Teach my son, teach
Doveo je najbolje svirače mridange iz Kalkute kako bi naučili njegovoga sina.
So he always played mridanga during the kirtans.
Stoga je on u kirtanima uvijek svirao mridangu.
Then after the kirtans,
Nakon
everyone
kirtana,
would sit down and have bhajans.
Svi bi sjeli i održali bhajane.
Prabhupada would sing all the bhajans.
Prabhupada bi pjevao sve bhajane.
He was the best singer and best harmonium player.
Najbolji pjevač i najbolje svirao harmoniju.
Then finally, Bhaktisiddhanta came.
I naposljetku je stigao Bhaktisiddhanta.
And he gave him first and second initiation at the same time.
U isto mu je vrijeme dao i prvu i drugu inicijaciju.
They introduced him as Abhay Charan Day. So Bhaktisiddhanta says, Abhay Charan, it's already a perfect name.
Bhaktisiddhanta rekao, Abhay Charan je već savršeno ime.
One who's fearless at Krishna's feet.
Onaj tko nema nikakva straha jer je pod Krišnjenim stopama.
So I'll just add Aravinda, which means lotus. One who's fearless at the lotus feet.
Aravinda, što znači uz Krišnjena lotosna stopala.
So he became Abhay Charanaravinda Das Adhikari.
Abhay Charanaravinda Das Adhikari.
In 1933.
To se dogodilo 1933.
That's when he took initiation.
Tada je primio inicijaciju.
In 1922 he met his guru.
22. je sreo svoga gurua.
So in those 11 years was Prabhupada connected to the parampara?
Godina šta Prabhupada se povezao sa paramparom.
What was his position?
U kakvom se položaju nalazio?
He was connected or not connected? He hadn't taken initiation yet.
Još nije primio inicijaciju.
Who says he was connected?
Ili nije bio
Most people.
Ko kaže da bio
Why was he connected if he hasn't taken initiation into the parampara system?
Nije primio inicijaciju u sustav parampare.
Because he imbibed the spirit.
Zato što je upio duh.
Okay, he explained it to us.
Objasnio
he said,
nam je.
Real initiation takes place in the heart.
Se odvija u srcu.
He accepted him in his heart immediately that he is my guru.
On je u svom srcu odmah Bhaktisiddhantu prihvatio za svojega gurua.
Began reading all his books.
Počeo je čitati sve njegove knjige.
Following the principles.
Slijedio je načela.
Chanting Hare Krishna mantra.
Mantrao je Hare Krishna mantru.
So when we take diksha, Prabhupada called that formal initiation.
Šta Prabhupada je dikšu nazvao formalnom inicijacijom.
And real initiation is what takes place in your heart.
Ono što nam se dogodi u srcu.
So he was connected.
I zato je bio povezan.
Okay, let's go to the formula for Krishna prema.
Pređimo sada na formulu za Krishna premu.
Trinadapi sunichena. That means to be more humble than a blade of grass.
Znači da smo tolerantni od vlate trave.
You all know how humble grass is.
Svi znate koliko
Everybody's always walking on it.
Poniza trava. Uvijek svi po njoj hodamo.
How can you be more humble than grass?
Kako možete biti ponizniji od trave?
It's not a trick question.
Ovo nije trik pitanje.
How can you be more humble than grass?
Kako možete biti ponizniji od trave? She says that grass grows, but so it goes upwards, but a small blade which is torn from it lies flat. So this is more humble.
Okay, so here's the answer.
Evo odgovora.
When you step on the grass, it comes back up.
Stanete na travu, ona se ponovno uspravi.
When you cut the grass,
kada je
it just odrežete, lies there.
Onda ona samo leži.
So we have to be as humble as cut grass.
Tako da trebamo biti poput pokošene trave, poput slamke.
So you were right.
Bila si u pravu, da.
Tarorivā sahiṣṇunā. We have to be more humble than the tree.
Moramo biti ponizniji od stabla.
A tree is so humble, it never complains.
Stablo je toliko ponizno da se nikad ne.
If it's very hot or very cold, the tree is tolerant.
Da je jako vruće ili jako hladno.
If it's raining or if it's snowing, the tree
is tolerant. Bez obzira pada li snijeg ili kiša.
It gives shade to everyone.
Ono svakome pruža svoj hlad.
If there's fruits or flowers, it offers it freely to everyone. But if someone wants to come and cut down that tree,
ako netko želi doći i posjeći stablo,
the tree offers its wood as the handle for the axe.
Stablo ponudi svoje drvo kao držku za tu sjekiru koja će ga posjeći.
So we have to be more tolerant than the tree.
Stoga moramo biti snošljiviji od stabla.
These two qualities, humility and tolerance,
ove dvije odlike, poniznost i snošljivost,
if we develop them,
moramo razviti,
then Kirtaniya Sadahari will be always able to chant Hare Krishna.
Kako bismo bili u stanju neprestano pjevati Hare Krishna.
What if we don't develop those qualities?
Ne razvijemo te odlike?
Will we be able to always chant Hare Krishna?
Hoćemo li moći uvijek pjevati Hare Krishna?
Let's not find out. Let's not take the risk to find out.
Nemojmo riskirati da pokušamo doznati to.
So how to develop those qualities?
Kako možemo razviti te odlike?
In the next line, Mahaprabhu explains how to do it.
To objašnjava u sljedećem stihu ove strofe.
Amanina. Amanina means I have no desire for honor or respect.
Da ne želi nikakvo nekakav ugled i poštovanje.
By following the path of Amanina, you develop tolerance.
Snošljivost možete razviti ako idete putem Amanine.
I'll give you an example.
Daću vam primjer.
No matter what you do, no matter how good your
bez
service is,
što radite, kako dobro, koliko dobro služite,
no one comes and says, well done.
Nitko ne dođe i niko vam ne kaže, jako dobro.
You did a terrific service.
Prekrasno si obavio tu službu.
No one praises you.
Nitko te ne pohvali, ne slavi.
No one pats you on the back.
Nitko te ne potapša po leđima.
You're not disturbed.
Ali vi niste time uznemireni.
You weren't expecting any.
Niste ni očekivali da će vam
you
to
neko didn't want
učiniti.
Any.
Niste ni željeli.
If you didn't get it, that was fine.
Ako niste ni dobili.
Now there may be some people who even criticize you.
Neki vas ljudi čak mogu kritizirati, mogu vam čak pronaći neke pogreške u vama.
Doesn't bother me.
To vas ne uznemirava.
I don't want any honor and respect. If people ignore me, doesn't bother me. People insult me.
Sve je u redu.
It's their problem, not mine.
Njihov problem je ako me vrijeđaju, ja ne očekujem ništa.
So no matter what happens outside,
bez obzira na to što se događa izvana, inside.
This is called amanina.
Isti.
If we practice this in our life,
ako to prakticiramo u
vlastnom životu, we will become as tolerant as a tree.
Onda ćemo postati snošljivi poput stabla.
We'll develop that quality of tolerance.
Tu odliku snošljivosti.
And remember what Prabhupada said in this morning's class. What is the difference between us and them if we cannot tolerate?
Između nas i njih ako ne možemo podnositi stvari.
Yeah. We have to learn this
moramo
attitude, this behavior of tolerance. Otherwise, there's no difference between us and the people out there.
Između nas i ljudi tamo vani.
And if there's no difference between us and them, then how we can preach?
Među nama, kako im možemo propovijedati?
Because they don't want to hear words.
Oni ne žele,
they want to know, does it work?
Čuti riječi, nego samo žele
and if it didn't work on you,
ako nešto
why would it work on me?
Na vama, zašto
why should I take you seriously? You understand?
Shvaćate li?
So this is how we develop the quality of humility. I mean of tolerance. Amanina. Practicing amanina in our life. Taking this attitude.
Time što razvijemo taj stav amanine.
To attain humility,
kako bismo dostigli poniznost.
Manadena.
Tu je manadena.
We practice manadena.
Moramo prakticirati
manadena means we give all honor,
to znači,
all respect, all credit
da,
to everyone
sve
else.
Zasluge i sve poštovanje pripišete drugima.
We honor everybody.
Moramo poštivati svakoga.
We praise everybody.
Slavimo svakoga.
If you keep doing that,
ako to je neprestano,
that becomes raditi, part of your behavior,
onda to postaje
your mentality,
vašega ponašanja, vašega mentaliteta.
You develop the quality of humility.
I razvijete tu odliku poniznosti.
Let's see if Srila Prabhupada was humble.
Pogledajmo
Let's see if he had these qualities.
Je li Srila Prabhupada imao te odlike? Stavimo ga na kušnju.
Lord Chaitanya prophesied,
Gospodin Chaitanya je,
that the whole world become Krishna conscious,
znači,
every town and village.
Svako selo,
right?
Svaki grad. Je li
točno? Who fulfilled that prophecy?
Tko je ispunio to proročanstvo? Srila Prabhupada.
We all agree.
Svi se slažemo.
We all agree? Srila Prabhupada?
Slažemo li se da je to bio Srila Prabhupada? Da.
Now, when you ask Prabhupada who fulfilled that prophecy, you know what he said?
Kad bi Srila Prabhupada upitali tko je ispunio proročanstvo, znate li šta bi on rekao?
He wrote it in one purport in Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita.
On je napisao to u jednom svom komentaru na Sri Chaitanya Charitamritu.
This is what he wrote.
A ovako je napisao.
Lord Chaitanya prophesied
je,
that his holy names will be sung in every town and village.
Njegova sveta imena pjevati u svakome selu i gradu.
And now we have come to see
vidimo,
that the prophecy has come true
da se proročanstvo ispunilo,
by his divine grace
zahvaljujući
Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, who is preaching all over the world through his disciples.
Kroz svoje učenike.
So, Prabhupada said Bhaktisiddhanta did it.
Šta Prabhupada rekao da je Bhaktisiddhanta to učio.
How did Bhaktisiddhanta do it?
Kako je Bhaktisiddhanta to uspio?
Because he's preaching throughout the whole world through his disciples.
Što kroz učenike propovijeda diljem svijeta.
How many disciples of Bhaktisiddhanta are preaching
Koliko
around the world?
Bhaktisiddhantinih učenika propovijeda diljem svijeta.
It was only one.
U to vrijeme bio je samo jedan.
Just see how humble Prabhupada is.
Pogledajte samo koliko je ponizan bio.
Here's another example of how
Evo
humble
još jednog primjera Prabhupadine poniznosti.
In 1972 it was. Prabhupada came to New York.
Prabhupada je došao u New York.
And devotees from all over the east coast of Canada and America came to New York to take darshan.
Sa čitave istočne obale došli su k njemu.
There was hundreds and hundreds of devotees ready to take initiation.
Na stotine bhakta došlo je spremno prihvatiti inicijaciju.
So Prabhupada had 6 days of initiation.
Prabhupada je 6 dana za redom držao inicijacije.
So that it, you know, each group of 30 or 40 people would feel a little intimate, you know.
Kako bi svaka ta skupina od 30 ili 40 ljudi imala doživlje intimnosti.
Then at the end of the week it was time for Prabhupada to leave to go on to his next destination.
Bilo je vrijeme da Srila Prabhupada pođe na drugo odredište.
So all the devotees went to the airport to see Prabhupada off.
Pa su se svi posvećenici uputili u zračnu luku kako bi ga ispratili.
And Prabhupada was sitting in the departure lounge waiting to be called to go to his plane.
I čekao da ga pozovu da ode da se popne na avion.
And all the devotees were there sitting
svi posvećenici
and
sjedili
getting the last darshan of their spiritual
oko
master.
Njega i na posljednjem darshanu sa svojim duhovnim učiteljem.
Then one of the airport personnel came up to Rabindra Swarup Prabhu.
Jedan od osoblja došao je i prišao Ravindra Swarup Prabhu.
He said, "Excuse me."
Rekao je oprosti.
But there are many other passengers that are supposed to go on this plane and there's no room for them in the passenger lounge.
Bi trebalo doći još jako puno putnika, a oni nitko ne stane ovdje u čekonicu zbog svih
Could
vas.
Could you please ask your people to
Molite,
leave?
Možeš li zamoliti svoje ljude da odu?
So Ravindra Swarup understood,
Ravindra
yes.
Swarup je shvatio, da.
So he went to several devotees.
To je u redu.
But no one was paying any attention to him.
Pokušao je urazumiti bhakte, ali nitko nije obraćao pažnju na njega.
Then he realized, okay, I don't have the shakti.
Nemam shakti.
To do this.
Da to učinim.
There was one swami, Rupanuga Maharaj.
Bio tamo jedan swami, Rupanuga Maharaj.
He had shakti.
On je imao shakti.
So he went to Rupanuga.
Prišao je Rupanugi, Rupanuga
Maharaj. And explained to him the
situation.
So Rupanuga says, no problem,
Rupanuga
I'll
rekao,
take
nema problema,
care of it.
Sredit ću to.
So he was sitting on a chair.
On je sjedio na
he stood up
stolcu,
on the chair.
Ustao je na
and he said,
je na
attention
njega.
All devotees.
I rekao je, pozor, svi
Listen
bakte,
carefully.
Pažljivo me
there
slušajte.
There are passengers who need to come in to
neki putnici
the
trebaju
to the departure lounge.
Ovdje u čekonicu.
There's no room for them.
Za njih nemam dovoljno mjesta.
Everyone please get up and
Molim vas,
leave.
Svi ustanite i izađite.
And everybody looked at him like this.
Svi su ga ovako gledali.
Only one devotee got up to leave.
I samo se jedan bhakta ustao da izađe.
Prabhupada got up and started to walk.
To je bio Prabhupada.
He said, no, 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 Prabhupada, not you.
On je ustao i krenuo prema izlazu. Naše Maharaj rekao, ne, ne, Prabhupada, ne ti.
Just see how humble Prabhupada was.
Pogledajte samo koliko je ponizan bio Prabhupada.
He heard that all devotees have to get up and leave, so
On
he got up to leave.
On je čuo da svi bhakti trebaju ustati i izaći, pa je to i učinio.
That's why Prabhupada could chant Hare Krishna constantly.
Zato je Prabhupada mogao neprestano mantrati Hare Krishna.
He was first class disciple.
On je bio prvorazredni učenik.
He was completely humble.
Bio je potpuno ponizan.
He was tolerant.
Bio je vrlo snošljiv.
He tolerated us.
Podnosio je sve nas.
So many times he said to us, please manage the society so I will have time to write
Upravljajte ovim društvom kako bih ja mogao pisati knjige.
In 1974, after
Janmashtami,
in the month of September,
to je bilo u rujnu,
Prabhupada became very, very ill.
Prabhupada se jako, jako teško razbolio.
So ill that he was completely confined to his bed.
Bio je toliko bolestan da je bio prikovan za krevet.
He was in Vrindavan.
U to vrijeme bio je u Vrindavani.
And when some Indian disciples came to see him,
kada su mu poslije došli neki učenici Indijci,
he spoke to them in Hindi,
govorio je s njima na
and
Hindiju,
said, this
rekao,
is not an ordinary illness.
Ovo nije obična bolest.
I'm this sick because my leading disciples are not following the principles.
Ja sam ovako jako bolestan zato što moji vodeći učenici ne slijede regulativna načela.
So then this disciple explained it to a few other leaders and then
ovaj taj jedan učenik objasnio to drugim učenicima.
All over the movement.
I u cijelom pokretu.
But he asked Prabhupada, what can we do?
Pitao je Prabhupada, šta možemo učiniti?
Prabhupada said,
Prabhupada je rekao,
should always chant Hare Krishna.
Trebate uvijek pjevati mantru.
So a letter went out all over the movement.
I to jedno pismo je prokolalo cijelim pokretom.
And every temple should do 24-hour kirtan.
Da u svakom hramu se treba uspostaviti 24-satni kirtan.
I was in the Toronto temple at that time.
Ja sam u to vrijeme boravio u hramu u Torontu.
And every temple was doing 24-hour kirtan.
U svakom hramu postoje kirtan 24 sata dnevno.
And every day
svakoga dana
felt like Janmashtami.
Bio je, svaki dan bio je nalik Janmashtami.
And then gradually Prabhupada got cured.
I Prabhupada je postupno ozdravio.
So he had to tolerate all these things.
Svega moramo podnositi sve te stvari.
But he never complained.
Ali nikad se na to nije žalio.
He never chastised us.
Nikad nas nije prekorio.
He never said, you're the fault of my illness.
Nikad nije rekao, vi ste krivi za moju bolest.
He tolerated.
Sve je podnosio.
So, by following Amanina and Manadena, those two processes,
ako se pridržavamo dvaju procesa, Amanine i Manadene,
we're going to develop those two qualities.
Razvit ćemo te dvije odlike.
And if we want to develop those qualities like a rocket,
ako želimo razlike, razviti te odlike,
we have to also hear the holy name Shravanam with full care and attention.
Sa potpunom pažnjom i potpunom usredotočenošću pjevati sveto ime.
And we have to tweak our consciousness.
Usmjeriti svoju svjesnost.
That everything we're doing,
kako bi sve što radimo,
is to please Guru and Krishna.
Bilo na zadovoljstvo Gurua i Krishne.
For the benefit of all conditioned souls.
Za dobrobit svih uvjetovanih duša.
This is the rocket ship to pure devotee.
To je raketa koja nas vodi ka čistoj posvećenosti.
Solving the problem of Shravanam by hearing
Kada
with care
proces
and attention.
Moramo to raditi sa pažnjom i pozornošću.
By understanding that this process I'm doing
Kad
is not for my benefit,
da
but
ovaj
is to please Krishna
nije za
and Guru,
dobrobit, nego
and
za to da zadovoljimo Krishnu i Guru i za dobrobit uvjetovanih duša.
I practice Amanina,
onda,
not desiring any honor or respect for myself.
Da prakticiramo Amaninu, ne tražimo nikakvo poštovanje za sebe.
And Manadena, I give all honor and respect to everybody else.
Sve poštovanje ukazujemo drugima.
And you're now on the rocket ship
Tada
to gain Krishna Prem.
Ući na raketu koja vas vodi do Krishna Preme.
And here's how we're going to do it.
Evo kako ćemo to učiniti.
One day at a time.
Dan po dan.
pure chanting, offenseless chanting.
Čisto mantranje bez uvreda.
We're not going to do it all of a sudden.
Neće nam uspjeti to odjednom.
It's going to be a gradual, day by day, step by step process.
To je postupan proces koji ide dan za danom, korak po korak.
It's going to go like a rocket because within 3 years you become a pure devotee.
Ići ćete poput rakete i za 3 godine možete postati čisti bhakta.
So step one.
Prvi korak.
In your japa.
Tijekom svoje džape.
You have to chant at least one mantra.
Morate barem jednu mantru.
With full care.
Iz mantra.
Full attention.
Sa potpunom brigom, potpunom pažnjom, pozornošću, sa koliko god osjećaja možete.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Then you do the rest of your japa.
A zatim možete ići na ostatak džape.
As best as you can.
Dakle, najbolje što možete.
But you've done one mantra.
Ali jednu mantru.
Offenselessly.
Ste uspjeli izmantrati bez uvreda.
The next day you do two mantras offensively.
Drugi dan idete na dvije mantre bez uvreda izmantrate.
The day after that you do three mantras offenselessly.
Tri mantre izmantrate bez uvreda.
And if you can do three, you can do four.
Možete,
the next day, four mantras offenselessly.
Sljedećega dana, bez uvreda mantrate, četiri mantre.
We're going to condition or program our mind step by step, gradually,
svoj um, korak
care
po korak,
and
postupno, da radimo to sa brigom i pažnjom.
You do this every day as a regular practice when you first sit down to chant japa. Then after 108 days,
onda, nakon 108 dana,
you're chanting one round completely offenselessly.
Cijeli krug izmantrati bez uvreda.
Now how valuable is that?
Koliko je to vrijedno?
Which is more powerful, one round of offenseless chanting?
Vrijednije jedan krug
or 2000 rounds
mantranja bez uvreda
inattentive chanting?
Ili 2000 krugova?
Which has more purifying effect?
Što će više pročistiti vas?
See, we're after quality.
Nas zanima kvaliteta.
Love means quality.
Ljubav znači kvalitetu.
What is the quality of my love?
Kakva je kvaliteta moje ljubavi?
Okay, so in 108 days, which is 3.5 months,
108 dana, odnosno 3.5 mjeseca,
you now can chant japa offenselessly.
Možete bez uvreda mantrati jedan krug svoje džape.
You keep on this program.
Dakle,
don't
uvreda,
change it.
Nastavite s tim programom ako ga ne mijenjate.
One extra mantra every day.
Svakog dana dodate po još jednu mantru.
In 7 months you got 2 rounds offenselessly.
U 7 mjeseci doći ćete na 2 kruga bez uvreda.
And then you keep on going. At the end of 3-4 years you're chanting offenseless japa.
I tako nastavite svakoga dana, te ćete po završetku 3 ili 4 godine mantrati bez ikakvih uvreda svih 16 krugova.
At the same time that you're doing it, your consciousness is this.
Vaša svjesnost je ovakva.
I'm doing this to please Guru and
ovo
Krishna.
Radim da bih zadovoljio Gurua i Krishnu.
I'm doing it so that I can be a better servant to the conditioned souls.
Ovo radim kako bih bolje služio uvjetovane duše.
Everything I'm doing it is for the benefit of
others. Sve što
others.
Radim za dobrobiti drugih.
As Lord Chaitanya
kao što
explained.
Je gospodin Chaitanya objasnio.
You practice amanina every day.
Prakticirate svakoga dana amaninu.
You don't expect any honor.
Ne očekujte nikakvo poštovanje za sebe.
If you don't get it, you're not
ako
disturbed.
Ako ga ne dobijete, to vas neće uznemiriti.
Someone insults you, you're
ako
not
vas
disturbed.
Netko uvrijedi, niste time, to vas ne uznemirava.
If someone doesn't notice that you just did
ako
some wonderful service,
ne primijeti da ste upravo obavili predivnu službu,
you're not disturbed.
To vas
you're not
ne
expecting any
ništa
honor
ne
or respect
ne
or recognition.
Nikakvo poštovanje, nikakvo priznanje.
You know why you're not expecting it?
Znate li zašto to ne očekujete?
Because you don't want it.
Zato što to ne želite.
It's called pratishta.
To se naziva pratishta.
And that's a cause of fall down.
A to je da to dovodi do pada.
I don't want to be recognized as great this.
Da je prepoznat kao velikog ovakvog, velikog ovog ili velikog onog.
Because I may start to believe it.
Jer možda bih mogao povjerovati u to.
Just like my own example.
evo vlastitog primjera.
Sometimes people come up and say, oh, you sing so nicely.
Ponekad priđu i kažu, oh, tako predivno pjevaš.
But I know.
Ali ja znam.
That what Krishna's used to hearing.
Šta je Krishna navikao čuti?
What Lord Chaitanya's used to hearing, that type of kirtan.
Što gospodin Chaitanya naviknuo, navikao čuti.
Compared to that.
Usporedbi s tim.
I don't even sound as good as a frog.
Ja, čak i žaba zvuči bolje od mene.
And I also know.
Također znam.
That whatever ability I have.
Da ma kakvu sposobnost da imam.
Is given by Krishna.
Dobio sam je od Krišne.
And at any moment.
I da u svakom trenutku.
He can take it away.
On to može i oduzeti.
And I'll be exposed as a complete fraud in front of everybody.
I onda će svi vidjeti da sam jedan veliki varalice.
So I have to remain humble.
Zato moram ostati ponizan.
Otherwise Krishna will withdraw.
Inače će Krišna povući.
Whatever little shakti he gave me.
I najmanju te shakti koju mi je dao.
Kali kaler dharma harinam sankirtan. That in this Kali Yuga,
u ovoj Kali Yugi,
the Yuga Dharma is Harinam Sankirtan.
Harinam Sankirtan.
Krishna Shakti Vina, without being empowered by Krishna,
ako nas Krishna ne upunomoči,
Nahitar Pravartan, there's no way that you can do it.
Nema šanse da ćete uspjeti.
There's no way you can distribute it.
Ne možete to dijeliti. Dalje.
Prabhupada used to quote that a lot.
Šla Prabhupada je to često citirao.
He never took credit that he did anything.
On nikad zaslugu nije pripisao sebi da je
nešto činio. He always quoted that verse.
Uvijek je navodio tu strofu.
And said it was Krishna Shakti.
Da je sve to Krishna Shakti.
That was doing it all for him.
Koja je sve učinila za njega.
So we have to practice manadena.
Moramo prakticirati manadenu.
To learn humility.
Kako bismo se naučili poniznosti.
And we give all honor and respect to other people.
I svo poštovanje moramo ukazati drugima.
And we don't take any honor and respect for ourselves.
Nikakvo poštovanje ne tražimo za sebe.
Why?
Zašto?
Because if we do, we may start
to
believe it.
Jer ako to učinimo, onda bismo mogli početi vjerovati u
to. We may start to think, yeah.
Mogli smo povjerovati, oh da.
I'm pretty good.
Baš sam dobar.
I got the mercy.
Dobio sam milost.
And then you're finished.
Ali tada je samo gotovo.
What happened when Radharani started
thinking? Što se dogodilo kad je Radharani pomislila?
Oh, I've got Krishna all to myself.
Oh, imam Krishnu samo za sebe.
What happened then?
Što se dogodilo?
Krishna said, "Oh yeah."
Krishna rekao, "Ma nemoj."
Boom, he's gone.
I puf, nestao je.
So our pride will kill us and Krishna will disappear.
Naš ponos će nas ubiti i Krishna će nestati.
So everything's going on by the mercy of Krishna.
Stoga se sve događa zahvaljujući Krishnine milosti.
Are there any questions?
Imate li možda kakva pitanja?
Right. Okay. Right.
Dakle, jučer si spomenuo. Can you repeat it in the microphone?
Why is okay, he asked why is it that kirtan, harinam sankirtan is a yuga dharma and not japa?
A ne japa.
Well, look at it. What is harinam sankirtan?
Što je harinam sankirtan?
It means congregational chanting.
To znači skupno pjevanje.
Is japa congregational chanting?
Je li japa skupno pjevanje?
No, it's a personal thing.
Ne, to je osobna stvar.
But why is not the personal chanting also part of the yuga dharma?
Osobno mantranje nije također dio yuga dharme.
And here's the reason.
Evo razloga.
Because in the Harinam Sankirtan.
Zato što u Harinam Sankirtani.
You can become fully absorbed.
Možete se u potpunosti unijeti u to što radite.
Your mind will not start drifting away thinking so many material thoughts.
Neće otići na druge materijalne stvari.
So you can actually do focused chanting.
Možete doista usredotočeno pjevati i mantrati.
So it won't be offensive, but it'll be offenseless.
Dakle, neće biti puno uvreda, već je takvo pjevanje bez uvreda.
And this is the best opportunity that we have to
najbolja,
get Krishna prema.
Mogućnost koja nam se pruža da dobijemo Krishna premu.
But in japa,
ali u japi,
Our mind is completely out of control.
Naš um je potpuno neovladan.
We don't have the best chance.
I nemamo tu mogućnost.
If we only did japa and no kirtan.
Kad bismo se bavili samo japom bez kirtana.
Would we be getting the same taste?
Ne bismo nikad stekli isti ukus.
Prabhupada would be.
Prabhupada možda I bi.
But would we?
Ali bismo li mi to uspjeli?
So Lord Chaitanya,
Gospodin Chaitanya,
he understands
je shvatio
the mentality of the conditioned souls.
Kakav je mentalitet uvjetovanih duša?
It's written in the Bhagavatam.
U Bhagavatamu je zapisano.
It was spoken 5,000 years ago.
A on je izgovoren prije 5000
godina. That in Kali Yuga,
da u Kali Jugi,
even only the most intelligent persons will take this up.
Čak I najinteligentnije osobe budu će prihvatiti ovo pjevanje.
Not even everybody. But even those, only those who are intelligent enough to understand what is Harinam
Sankirtan
will take it up
oni će to prihvatiti
and they will get Krishna Prema.
I oni će dobiti Krishna Prema.
Because Lord Chaitanya will come later on
jer kasnije će doći gospodin Chaitanya
and infuse that Maha Mantra
I tu Maha Mantru
so it becomes the Prema Mantra
prožeti tako da ona postane prema mantra.
Each and every word becomes the prema nam.
Svaka pojedina riječ postaje prema nama.
And by chanting it with full care and attention, we can experience Krishna prema.
Mantramo s potpunom pažnjom I predanošću, onda možemo shvatiti, dobiti Krishna prema.
That's why it's a yuga dharma.
Zato je to yuga dharma.
Mhm.
Can quality come from quantity? Can we increase our quality in chanting by increasing the number of rounds?
Of course.
Or the number of kirtan?
Of course.
Kirtan? Naravno.
In English we have a saying.
Na engleskom postoji jedna uzrečica koja kaže
practice makes perfect.
Da vježbamo, usavršavamo.
But you have to practice with care and attention.
Ali moraš to prakticirati sa puno brige I puno pažnje.
There's a verse in Chaitanya Charitamrita.
Chaitanya Charitamriti postoji jedna strofa.
Bahu janma jadi kori shravana kirtan, tabuta napai Sri Krishna premadan. You can chant the holy name of the Lord.
Možete pjevati gospodinovo sveto ime.
Bahu janma, many, many births.
Tijekom mnogih, mnogih života.
Tabuta napai, but you will not get
ali nećete dobiti
the treasure of Krishna prema.
To blago Krishna preme.
Why not?
A zašto?
Prabhupada explains in the purport.
Prabhupada objašnjava u svom komentaru.
If our heart is infested
ako nam je srce
with offenses.
Prepuno uvreda.
So we have to eliminate the offenses.
Moramo ukloniti uvrede.
Offensive chanting will not get us
uvredljivo mantranje nećemo dobiti isti rezultat.
It might get us to bloop.
Možda ćemo zbog toga samo pasti.
If you will go on chanting offensively,
ako I dalje mantraš uz uvrede,
which means you're not becoming purified,
što znači da se ne pročišćavaš,
you're going to see all the Vaishnavas just ordinary people.
Onda ćeš sve Vaishnave vidjeti kao obične ljude.
You're going to notice their faults.
Zamijetit ćeš njihove pogreške.
You might even voice them.
Možda ćeš ih i kritizirati, odnosno uobličiti u riječi.
And then you know what Krishna says?
A znaš li što Krishna kaže?
He says,
on kaže,
you're not ready for this in this life.
Nisi spreman za to u ovome životu.
And what shakti does he then do? What shakti does he give you then?
I a kojom shakti onda daje? Koju shakti dobijete?
The apohan shakti.
To je apohana shakti.
Mata smritir gyanam apohanam cha. The forgetful shakti. You forget
shakti
everything.
Shakti zaborava. Kad sve
covers you. The covering shakti.
Ona vas prekrije. To je shakti prekrivanja.
But if you do with care and attention.
Ali ako s pažnjom.
With feeling.
I brigom. I osjećajima.
Seeing the Vaishnavas is glorious.
Ako vidiš da su svi Vaishnave slavni.
Practicing amanina and
ako
manadena.
Ako prakticiraš amaninu I manadenu.
then Krishna will give you his gyan shakti
and his smriti svoju shakti. Gyana i svoju smriti shakti.
Now what is that gyan shakti that he gives you?
Kako je to gyana shakti koju dobijete?
The particular gyan shakti he gives you is called sambandha gyan.
To je sambandha gyana.
The understanding of relationships.
To je razumijevanje odnosa.
How I relate with every single person, with every living entity.
Sa svakom osobom, sa svakim živim bićem.
Krishna is not
Krishna nije
in the religion business.
Dio posla, religije kao posla.
Krishna is not in the religion business.
Krishna ne zanima religija kao posao.
Have you heard this before?
Jeste li to već čuli?
Are you shocked?
Jeste li šokirani?
What business is Krishna in?
Kojim poslom se Krishna bavi?
He's in the relationship business.
On je u poslu sa odnosima.
We're here to establish a relationship with Krishna.
Mi smo ovdje kako bismo uspostavili odnose sa Krishnom.
He doesn't care at all about religion.
Njega ni najmanje ne zanima religija.
Sarva Diamond Paritya Ja. You all know what that means, right?
Svi znate što to znači, zar ne?
Sarva Dharma, all your dharmas, all your religions, everything.
Svu religiju, sve.
Forget about them.
Zaboravite sve to.
Let's have a relationship.
Kaže on, stupimo u odnos.
Make me number one in your life.
Učini me najvažnijom stvari u svojom životu.
Now why?
Zašto?
Does Krishna want you to make him number one in your life?
Da postane najvažniji dio vašega života.
What if I came and said to you, make me number one in your life?
Šta bih ti prišao i rekao ti, neka učini me najvažnijim dijelom svoga života.
Why does Krishna say that and why does he want that?
Zašto Krishna to kaže? Zašto to želi?
Because we're part and parcel is one answer. Who has another answer?
Neodjeljivi dio njega. Tko ima još neki odgovor?
Because it's for our own benefit.
Zato što je to za našu dobrobit.
I mean, these are both right questions, but it's not the right answer. I mean, the right... You're on the right track, but it's not the
da.
Deep answer.
To nije, to je duboki odgovor za kojim tragam.
You're getting closer.
Iako
he's a friend, but he's more than a friend.
Dakle, on je okay, prijatelj, ali čak i bliži od prijatelja. Dakle, približavate se tome.
Well, he's, you're getting very, very close.
Sad si već jako blizu.
I'll just say it right, so you have, it becomes very clear. He wants to be number one. In our life,
on želi biti najvažniji dio našega života.
Because we're number
zato,
one in his life.
Što smo mi najvažniji dio njegovoga života.
We are number one in Krishna's life.
Mi smo najvažniji u njegovom životu.
And he just wants the same.
I on samo želi isto to od nas.
It's called reciprocation of love.
To se naziva uzvratnom ljubavi.
He's been our secret admirer for millions and millions of births.
On je već milijunima i milijunima rođenja naš tajni obožavatelj.
He's always loved us number one.
On nas je uvijek najviše volio.
And now he's saying, you make me also number one.
I sad nam kaže, nehaj ja postanem tebi najvažniji.
So he'll give you that sambandha gyan, that knowledge of relationship.
To znanje o odnosima.
To answer your question.
Kao da odgovor na tvoje pitanje.
When we chant with quality.
Kad mantramo kvalitetno.
Which means without offenses.
Znači bez uvreda.
With care and attention.
Sa brigom i pažnjom.
Care means with feeling.
Briga znači sa osjećajima.
Attention means with focus,
pažnja
concentration.
Znači da smo usredotočeni.
So however you get there.
Na koji god način uspijete to ostvariti. Sve je u red. Svaki, dakle, svaki način je dobar.
So what I've done with you is I've shared a lot of my
ja sam s vama ovdje podijelio
understanding.
Jako velik dio vlastitog razmišljanja.
Some of my strategies.
Neke od mojih strategija.
Prabhupada said to be independently thoughtful.
Prabhupada je rekao da moramo biti neovisno misaoni.
You also have to be independently thoughtful.
I vi morate biti neovisno misaoni.
You have to analyze your situation.
Morate proanalizirati vlastitu situaciju.
What is the best thing for me to do to get to
što,
pure chanting.
Koji je najbolji način da dođem do čistoga mantranja i pjevanja?
We have to be conscious about it.
Moramo biti svjesni toga.
Remember what Prabhupada said.
Sjetite se što je Prabhupada rekao.
First become conscious.
Prvo postanite svjesni.
Then you can become Krishna conscious.
A tada možete postati svjesni Krishne.
Don't be Krishna unconscious.
Nemojte biti nesvjesni Krishne.
Because that's offensive.
Jer je to uvredljivo.
Krishna doesn't take it as an offense.
Krishna to ne shvaća kao uvredu.
Because he's very tolerant.
Jer je vrlo snošljiv.
But it is offensive.
Ali to je uvredljivo.
Whether we take it, whether he takes it like that or not.
Bez obzira shvaća li on to tako ili ne.
So I thought that what we would do today is to spend the last half hour chanting with care and attention.
Posljednjih pola sata današnjega seminara mogli provesti u pjevanju sa brigom i pažnjom.
We're putting as much feeling as we can into our chanting.
Koliko god možemo osjećaja u svoje mantranje.
Chanting in the mood of manadena, giving all respect and honors to other
i dakle, takvom raspoloženju da se drugima damo poštovanje.
Chanting in the mood of amanina, being completely tolerant
amanine,
and not disturbed by anything.
Da nas ništa ne uznemirava.
Chanting in the mood of para upakar.
Pjevati u raspoloženju para upakare.
That you're doing this, that eventually you'll be able to benefit
odnosno,
all living entities.
Da to činimo kako bismo s vremenom mogli pružiti dobrobit svim drugim živim bićima.
The one I did yesterday, did you like that one?
Je li vam se svidio onaj bhajan koji smo jučer pjevali?
New one, all together brand new.
Hoćete li neki novi?
Well, I was thinking to leave something with you that you could remember.
Želio sam vam nešto ostaviti čega ćete se moći sjećati.
Because no one does this lofa beat.
Nitko zapravo nema ovaj.
And if we keep doing it and practicing it, this is one of the most important beats
ritam.
In Bengali kirtan.
Ovo je jedan od najvažnijih ritmova u bengalskom kirtanu.
And hardly anyone knows it in ISKCON.
A u ISKCON-u ga gotovo nitko ne zna.
But we're very fortunate to have such an accomplished
Ali,
drummer srećom, here.
Imamo ovdje tako vrsnog
bubnjara
koji zna
play it, so we should take advantage
of that. Kako ga može izvesti, pa onda želim da to iskoristimo.
When it, you'll experience some energy running through your body. That's the energy of the holy name.
Kola vašim tijelom, to je energija svetoga imena.
That's the vibration of that sound.
Vibracija toga zvuka.
That's permeated your being.
Koje je prožilo čitavo vaše biće.
So the more focus and conscious attention you give to the holy name,
što više pažnje posvetite svetomu imenu,
the more you experience the energy of the holy name.
Osjetiti energiju svetoga imena.
Swimming throughout your being.
Kako pliva cijelim vašim bićem.
And the more focused attention you give.
Što više usredotočene pažnje posvetite.
The more pronounced is the experience.
To će to iskustvo biti jasnije.
Sometimes after doing a kirtan.
Ponekad nakon kirtana.
The energy is so pronounced.
Energija bude toliko snažna.
That I feel like I'm practically levitating.
Da mi se čini kao da levitiram,
rising
da levitim,
up off the floor.
Kao da se izdižem. Nad,
but that's usually
spodom.
In a quiet room.
To je obično u tihoj sobi.
There's a lot of activity going on around outside us.
Dok se jako puno toga zbiva oko nas izva, vani.
So it's more difficult to get that experience in this situation.
Pa je onda u ovoj situaciji ipak nešto teže do, imati takvo iskustvo.
But I would recommend that.
Ali preporučio bih vam.
You have kirtans in a quiet space.
Da održite držite kirtane u tihom prostoru.
And then bring the kirtan to a gentle close.
I zatim polako dovršite kirtan.
And then a few moments of silence.
I onda sjedite neko vrijeme u tišini.
Before you break the mood.
Prije nego što u potpunosti prekinete to raspoloženje.
When we're chanting this serenading Krishna with this song of love which
dok
we call
Krishna
kirtan.
Pučemo ovu serenadu ljubavi koju zovemo kirtanom.
A mood is established between the object of love and the subject
do
of the love.
Uspostav jednog raspoloženja između predmeta i dakle između subjekta i objekta te ljubavi.
And you want to maintain this mood.
I želite ostati u tom raspoloženju.
Krishna also wants to maintain that mood.
Krishna također želi održati to raspoloženje.
This is the mood that Krishna has been wanting birth after birth after birth to be enjoyed with us. Koje
Krishna već rođenje za rođenjem čeka kako bi uživao u njemu s nama.
That's why we say he's our secret admirer.
Zato mi kažemo da je on naš tajni obožavatelj.
You know, the secret admirer, he
kao
sees,
znate, tajni obožavatelj,
he or she sees the beloved object
ili obožavateljica
with someone else.
Obično predmet svoje ljubavi gleda s nekim drugim.
And in your heart you're feeling, oh,
i u svojem
srcu, I love that person so much, but they're only interested in someone else.
Toliko volim tu osobu, ali nju ili njega zanima netko drugi.
So you wait and wait.
Ma čekate i čekate.
And then that relationship doesn't happen.
I onda do tog odnosa uopće ne dođe.
And then you figure, now there's a chance for me.
I onda jednostavno pomislite, oh, evo je prilika za mene.
So Krishna, we should let Krishna know that now there's a chance for him.
Da Krishna sad pomišlja kako se njemu pružila prilika.
That now we want to give our full love.
Sada želimo dati svoju punu ljubav
to Krishna.
Upravo njemu.
And that Krishna is the process.
I to je proces.
That Lord Chaitanya has given.
Koji nam je gospodin Chaitanya dao.
And Prabhupada has brought to us.
Koji nam je Prabhupada donio.
All the great acharyas
have
taken
acharya
up this process of chanting,
prihvaćaju ovaj proces pjevanja i mantranja,
which is called kirtan yoga,
koja se naziva kirtan yoga,
reunion with Krishna,
odnosno,
through the kirtan,
sjedinjenje s Krishnom kroz kirtan.
Reunion means that we're coming
to
back
sjedinjenje
to
znači
him,
da mu se vraćamo.
We're going back to the source.
Vraćamo se svom izvoru.
To our origin.
Našem izvoru.
To our constitutional position.
Svojemu urođenom položaju.
So I hope now that you have a better idea.
Nadam se da sad imate nešto.
Of what is kirtan.
Bolju ideju toga što je kirtan.
What is japa?
Što je japa?
How to perform kirtan.
Kako se možemo obavljati, kako obavljati
kirtan
i japu.
And kirtan. And how to act in such a way.
I kako djelovati na takav način.
To get the result.
Da dobijete rezultat.
For which you joined this movement.
Zbog kojega ste se i pridružili, radi kojega ste se pridružili ovom pokretu.
So that you can be the benefit of every living entity.
Tako da vi možete pružiti dobrobit svim drugim živim bićima.
Be the representative of the parampara system.
Predstavljati sustav parampare.
To be the representative of Krishna's mercy.
Kako biste vi bili predstavnik Krišnjene milosti.
Hare Krishna. Srila Prabhupada ki
jai.
By the way, if anybody likes that melody,
ako
someone asked me that last melody if I had recorded it. Yes, we have recorded it. It's on one of our CDs.
Melodiju jesam, ona se nalazi na jednom od naših CD-a.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.